piece of furniture where more than one person could sit was first, oh, I guess a bench, but can you remember when maybe the first time you had that piece of furniture and it was upholstered or that it had, was bought?
No.
Did you have one in your second house that you lived in with your parents?
No.
And then how about?
We had a lounge.
And what's that? What would that be?
Like a couch, except old-timey style, or different from this, you know. We could lay down on it and sit on it, too. My grandparents had a couple of...
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you mean when they were, when you were a child, they had
a
lounge?
Yeah.
So that was something made out of wood, but covered with cushions or something like that? And, but you don't, you didn't have one in your home when you were a little girl?
No, not till after. Grandparents passed away and they passed them on.
That was a bigger, heavier piece of furniture and so forth. Something else that we talked about that I didn't ask you specifically was in when we were talking about the bed and the mattresses and so forth. Did you have a covering other than the quilt?
Well, not until later years we had blankets, but we didn't have blankets when I was just a child. Now, this lady I stay with was talking last night about, she remembered them. I don't think she saw them, but those corded beds. She said they had just had one post, and the rest of the bed was nailed to the wall, and just had corded beds. But I never did hear anyone explain how they were made.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She could answer a lot more questions than I can. If you'd like to.
She'd be welcome to sit in here and answer if she wanted to.
Uh-huh.
You know, as you were talking, that would be fine. Would you prefer her to do that? Would that make you feel better if she
No, it's all right with me. She might be out doing something right now. Sorry, going around the back.
Okay, well, if there's anything that we, that I ask you that you want me to just jot down to ask her about later, we could do that.
Okay.
So if you just say, well, she'll tell you about that. Okay, what I was thinking about, though, was like if you had, like now, what do people use to make the bed look prettier, I'll say? What do you
spread.
Okay. And do you remember, was it maybe...
We called them counterpanes.
Okay. And was that, did that start out being like a quilt, a pretty quilt or something that was used?
No, they turfed most of them back then.
So that it was, well, what kind of fabric would you make it out of?
Oh, kind of a coarse fabric, I guess, and pull threads through, you know. You've seen turfing, haven't you?
And that was the first kind of spreads in that you remember. That
yes.
That would be like, you wouldn't actually pull threads from the fabric itself, but stick something else.
Oh, yes. Stick the thread through the fabric. Make designs on it.
Okay. What do you call, like, can you think of a general term that you would use to refer to all the pieces in the house, like the chest and the tables and the chairs and so forth? What would be
furniture?
Okay. A word that I was asking you about yesterday was like a built-in closet, and I think you called it a wardrobe. Is that what you you could hang clothes in?
My father and my grandfather built wardrobes.
Okay. It mentions here a clothes press. Does that term anything to you? Did you ever use that word, or does that mean the same thing as a wardrobe?
I think it's more like a trunk, clothes press.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Yes,
I've heard of it, but I don't know. I never did have one.
Okay, well, it mentions, like, for synonyms for wardrobe here, it says clothes press, and armoire. And I don't know what any of those are, but are those are different pieces that you might keep in the bedroom to keep your clothing in.
Mm-hmm.
What's an armoire?
I don't know.